Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. We're continuing our look through the book of Hebrews as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Hebrews chapter number 11. I don't know how long we've been in the book of Hebrews, for a few months, but I've enjoyed every Sunday. We're getting in a different section now. Commonly it's called, a lot of commentators, and again, you know how I define commentators. Have to be careful because Brother Copeland, you're an author, haven't you wrote books? Okay, don't be offended. Dr. McAllister written books. But a commentator, just simply a commentator, okay? Literally, they just put their thoughts in as their passages and all. But a lot of commentators, they would call this the God's Hall of Fame or whatever, they have a thing to it. And it ought to be called that. There's nothing wrong with that. When we get to this section of scripture, I just want you to know, Paul has not switched gears. He's not kind of went on to another subject. Remember that the key word in the book of Hebrews is better. When we began our study months ago, I said Hebrews is the better book. Not that it's better than the other 65 books. I mean, it's all inspired of God. But because Hebrews presents to the Jewish believers, Paul, I believe, is the author, how much Jesus is so much better. He's better than the angels. He was better than the prophets. He was better than Moses. He was better than Melchizedek. Remember, we went through all this 14 times or so that word better is used. Hebrews, so it's a better book. And again, you have to remember that a lot of these Hebrew believers were going back to the temple worship. And we looked at this a couple weeks ago. Forsaking not the assembling of yourselves together as the manner of some is. And so much the more as you see the day approaching. We looked at that. A lot of the believers, because of severe persecution and problems, they went back to temple worship, crucifying Christ afresh to an open shame. We looked at that in Hebrews chapter 6. It really blinds that out. You know, they weren't once enlightened and tasted of the good gift and all. I believe these were saved people just went back. And we looked at this last week. So I wanted to share with you, when he talks about this issue of faith, he has not switched gears. Matter of fact, if you look up in verse number 38 in Hebrews 10, the thought's still there about faith. Now the just shall live by faith. Live by faith. And as we begin chapter number 11, I want you we have some new folk here and have some new members. And I love Bible study, and this is why you're here on Sunday morning. But when you get to this word faith, you'll find there's three types of faith mentioned in God's word. The first kind, of course, is saving faith. For by grace are you saved through faith. And that salvation is not of yourselves. It's a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Of course, there's other verses about faith, but you see that saving faith. Then you see what we call a serving faith. And that's the section that we're in now in Hebrews chapter number 11, Hebrews 10. The just shall live by faith. So there's a saving faith. There's a serving faith. 2 Corinthians 5:7. For we walk by faith, not by sight. And then Hebrews 11:6, when we get that section, I won't get there today. But without faith, it's impossible to please God. So there's a saving faith. There's a serving faith, and then we see the third one is a system of faith. We see that in the book of Jude. We earnestly contend for the faith that was once delivered unto the saints. So when we get to, when you rightly divide the word of God, cut it straight, and everything's in context, you understand that. So when you see the word faith, is it saving faith? Is it the serving faith or is it a system of faith? In other words, the doctrines that we would teach and hold to. Okay. Well, this section is a serving faith. And we get to verse number one. I wrote this down. I wanted to share this with you. The Hebrew believers were becoming discouraged, and some even went back to temple worship. So Paul encourages the believers by giving examples of ordinary men and women who did extraordinary things simply by trusting and obeying God. So when we get this section, these are just regular people, regular folk. I won't get into the names this week. Farther I'm going to get this morning is verse number 3. I was going to say I promise, but I can't promise. When we get to like Abel and Enoch and Noah and Abraham, all these, I'd like to just kind of go through there, but each one of them is a special story. But anyway, we'll do the first three verses today. Get to verse number 1. Let me read the first three verses, then we'll dissect it a little bit. Hebrews 11, verse number 1. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it, by what? Faith. By faith, the elders obtained a good report. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. So we see in verse number 1, again, many commentators would call this, many Bible scholars would say this is a definition of faith. Now, faith is. Well, there's a lot of truth in that. But I look at it this way. More than a definition. I look at that as a demonstration of faith. There's a definition and then demonstration. And so as he goes through Hebrews 11, we see people demonstrating their faith. They're living out their faith. But we see that when it talks about now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. When I was writing some notes down, this came to my mind. Because sometimes definitions aren't good enough when you're facing difficulties in your life. It's one thing to know what faith is, you know, by definition. But we really need to know what it is to put into practice. Huge difference. To know it in your definition up here in your head, than know it in your heart. And so that's what this is really all about. Paul's not outlining what the definition of faith is. He's trying to encourage those believers facing severe persecution. Listen, just trust God. And he's going to start naming some men and women who believe God and God did wonderful things through them. We see that you need examples of living faith. If they can do these things, hey, we can do. In 1 Timothy chapter number 1, you don't have to turn there. But I love this section of scripture when Paul is talking to a young preacher boy named Timothy. You have to pardon. I got to turn these pages simple. My pages are ripping in my Bible. I got two new Bibles last week, but I don't want to use them yet. One of these days I'll transfer because my pages are falling apart in this Bible. My notes and all that. But anyway, I have to turn these pages very carefully. They're ripping. Anyway, in 1 Timothy chapter number 1, Paul was writing to young Timothy, and he says this, I thank Christ Jesus our Lord who hath enabled me. The word enable means he was empowered by God. For that he counted me faithful, putting me into the ministry, who was before a blasphemer and a persecutor and injurious, which means he was a bully. But I obtained mercy because I did it ignorantly in unbelief. And the grace of our Lord was exceeding abundant with faith and love, which is in Christ Jesus. And this is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. Can you imagine the Apostle Paul? A note. Do you know the closer that we get to God, the more we realize just how vile a sinner we are? The closer we get to a holy God, we just realize just how sinful we really are.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. And come visit us at the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church for special revival services with Brother Mike Holcomb. He will be with us Monday through Wednesday at 7 p.m. for special revival services. We hope that you'll come join us at the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.